Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and we're going to discuss the top 12 new benefits and features of the Android 4.1 Jelly Bean operating system. There's so much new stuff that we couldn't get it all into one podcast, so we're going to discuss 6 new features in this podcast and 6 more in the next podcast. To learn more about my background and about me, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Most of the changes involved in moving from Android 4.0, Ice Cream Sandwich, to Android 4.1, Jelly Bean, are under-the-hood changes aimed at improving the speed and general user experience, as well as unifying the tablet and smartphone interfaces for future devices. However, these changes do not come cheaply in terms of resources. Jelly Bean will require a minimum of 1 gigabyte of memory. Now, this is not much of a problem for tablets, but it's a tall order for some smartphones. The launch device for Jelly Bean is the Nexus 7 tablet, which is co-developed by Google and Asus, A-S-U-S. The Min SDK version number for Android Jelly Bean is 16. Now let's start talking about those new benefits and features. The number one benefit is speed. Android Jelly Bean is faster than ever. Android 4.1 extends vertical sync or V-sync timing across all drawing and all animation done by the Android framework. Everything runs in lockstep against a 16 millisecond V-sync heartbeat. Application rendering, touch events, screen composition, and display refresh, so that frames don't get ahead and frames don't get behind. The new interface is ultra-fast. The refresh rate is much higher than the previous version of the Android operating system, with a much better response time to your touch. Google claims that their new software video architecture can also save battery by predicting where you're going to click next. Android 4.1 also adds triple buffering to the graphics pipeline for more consistent rendering that makes everything feel smoother from scrolling to paging and animations. This triple buffering refers to keeping the graphics processing unit, or GPU, the central processing unit, or CPU, and display in synchronization. This version of Android displays the technical benefits of this triple buffering, the frame rate increase to 60 frames per second, and touch anticipation. In essence, it can be said that the system and the graphics become both faster and smoother. Android Jelly Bean also has a touch input boost, which temporarily boosts the CPU to speed application load times, and thereby use less battery power. As noted earlier, the entire Android interface, applications included, runs at 60 frames per second. Google's on-screen videos, which compare Jelly Bean to Ice Cream Sandwich, the prior version, performing the same tasks, make Ice Cream Sandwich appear to be running in slow motion. Google created a separate in-house project solely to improve the user interface, focusing on making that user interface smoother, more fluid, and more intuitive. In keeping with the foods and desserts theme, Google named the project Project Butter and incorporated much of the knowledge gained from that project into Jelly Bean. The second big feature is Google Now. Google Now is going to be a killer feature. Google Now gives your Android phone complete awareness of your whereabouts and keeps you updated about any information that you might need at any point during the day. For example, let's say that you're traveling and you're in a car or on the subway. If you're on the subway, it'll tell you when the next train is coming. If you're searching for a flight, Google Now will create a card that would be constantly updated with your flight information, like what gate the flight's going to be at, any delays on the flight, or the boarding time for the flight. If you go to a restaurant, it'll offer you recommendations on the menu. Google Now is surely one of the highlights of Jelly Bean. Google Now will remember what you usually search for, which places you visit regularly, trains and flights you search for, and more. There's no real mystery, though, in how it works. It just remembers which activities you perform, and within a few days, it starts working exactly the way you should. The easiest way to customize Google Now is to simply be yourself, and let Google Now train itself by observing your behaviors. Simply do what you do usually, and nothing more. You may activate Google Now by holding down the home key and swiping up, or just swiping up from the lock screen. Once you have activated Google Now, it shows you a list of scrollable cards with your updated information. Google Now provides cards by default with the following: weather, traffic, your next appointment, travel, flights, public transit, places, and sports. And these cards are smart enough to auto-populate and keep themselves updated. For example, the weather card will auto-populate itself based upon your current location, and the sports card will auto-populate based upon frequent searches. Of course, you can add your own cards and keep them auto-populated as necessary. The third feature is your home screen. Android Jelly Bean will make your home screen look better than ever. The home screen has been modified. It helps the user now to keep things organized. You can now use application widgets and resize them and move them around, and everything on the screen will flow accordingly, keeping everything in order. The reordering is similar to Microsoft's Metro resizing on Windows Phone 8, but without the tiling. Dismissing the widgets is as easy as tossing them away. So customizing your home screen according to your preferences has now become much easier. The home screen in Jelly Bean has been designed to automatically accommodate your widgets, although there may be times when you might encounter there's no room for this widget. Removing them, of course, is just a quick swipe off the home screen. These application widgets became a hot trend in the mobile OS space after Microsoft popularized them in Windows Phone 7. Now, in Jelly Bean, users will be able to automatically resize the widgets and crunch many more of them onto the home screen. Now, for those of us who like to be organized, you might consider making more important widgets larger to make them easy to see. Now, the fourth big feature is voice control. You can now type with your voice even when you're offline. So let's say you don't like being forced to connect to the internet to use voice dictation if you only want to open a few applications on your phone or create a note with your voice. Now there's a new offline voice typing engine, and that will allow you to dictate your text without the need of a connection to the internet. So finally, you can use voice dictation even in airplane mode, and use that voice dictation to navigate through your phone without having to search for a network connection. Voice dictation will be launched for US English in the beginning, and then Google will subsequently add support for other language. The fifth feature is a camera application, or more accurately, an improved camera application. The new camera application will allow you to review your existing photos easily, even as you're taking a new one. And you don't have to change into review mode. You can look at any previous photo by swiping to the right with your finger. That'll move the active camera view out of the way. Getting rid of an existing photo in this mode is also quite simple. Simply swipe up, and that'll get rid of the existing photo and toss it away. The sixth feature is improvements in the search engine. The new search engine, of course, works somewhat like Apple's Siri. The improved search engine accepts questions in natural language and answers them. The voice, however, sounds a lot better than Siri's does. The resulting screen is pretty nice, too. It gives you a card, like you see in Google Now, with the answer for your question. Swipe to the right to see the full Google search results. The voice search works as an extension to Google Now, and 19 times out of 20, the results are exactly what you want. For example, you can try speaking, "Make an appointment for lunch with Eric tomorrow noon." And that sounds like a perfectly clear and simple statement. And you just want to make sure that the alarm has been set to tomorrow at noon. So 19 times out of 20, everything's going to be fine. Unfortunately, the 20th time, you might find that the alarm has been set to tomorrow at midnight rather than tomorrow at noon. Sometimes the voice search results are completely perfect and they come up quickly. And the 20th time, you'll find beans when you ask for bark. Those kinds of results will come up occasionally. Sometimes you might just have to ask twice before you find the answer to your query. With a bit of patience and a bit of practice, you will eventually find your desired results. The voice search, no matter how ironic though, is still a major accomplishment. Voice search was even poorer in former versions. This concludes the first half of this two-part podcast on the new benefits and features of Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. Be sure to listen to the second half of this podcast, in which we continue with 6 more new hot features. You won't want to miss a minute of that. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio. It's found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.